direction. Never stop for a moment. Do what you want it. If you got it, go and get up for it. Stand for yours, not for a minute, but all the time. You better do it till the floor for more. Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. It's really good to be with you today. I pray that God is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is going to be, I'm sick and tired of being ripped off. I'm sick and tired of being ripped off. And today's text is going to come out of Amos. Amos chapter 8, verse 5. Amos chapter 8, verse 5. Let's begin. Hear this, you who swallow up the needy and make the poor of the land fail, saying, when will the new moon be passed, that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath, that we may trade wheat, making the ephah small and the shekel large, falsifying the scales by deceit, that we may buy the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals, even sell the bad wheat. Very interesting. The scripture talks about how in that day, how they'd like to rip off people. They'd like to rip off and take advantage of the poor. And it's nothing new under the sun for the wealthy and the rich to take advantage of the poor. It's always been like that. You know, to me, it seems everywhere I go, I feel like I'm getting ripped off. I feel like I'm getting ripped off. I'm getting ripped off by the gas stations. I'm getting ripped off at the grocery stores. I'm getting ripped off at the dollar stores. Even though it might be a dollar, it is cheap and it only lasts 1 or 2 days. Everyone wants my money, and I feel like that they want to rip me off. How about you? Do you feel like you are getting ripped off in today's society? Do you feel like people are ripping you off? Well, did you know that the devil wants to rip you off? Did you know the devil today is in the process of ripping the American people off? He wants to make you poor. He wants to rip you off. He wants to keep you down. Because as long as he can keep you poor and as long as he can keep you down, then there's not much you can do. But anyway, it seems like everywhere I go today I'm being ripped off. Prices are high and service is low. Sometimes I feel like churches are ripping people off. And sometimes I feel like the government is ripping people off. Sometimes I feel like I'm getting ripped off by banks. Interest rates are too high. Sometimes I feel like I'm getting ripped off by the IRS with all the taxes that I gotta pay. Oh, come on, somebody. You ain't listening to me. Sometimes I feel like the universities are too high. The prices of tuition is too high. I feel like I pay so much to get an education. It's getting too high. I feel like I'm being cheated. I mean, let's look around. Let's be honest. If you're honest with yourself today, you would probably say, I'm being ripped off. I am being ripped off. I'm being cheated. Well, you know, this kind of thing also happened in the Bible. This kind of thing also happened in the Bible. Let's go back to Amos 8:5. When will the new moon be over that we may sell grain? And the Sabbath be ended that we may market wheat? Skipping the measures, boosting the prices, and cheating with dishonest scale. They didn't care about anything of God. They didn't care about the Sabbath. They didn't care about anything holy or pure. They didn't care about the simple things. They didn't care about life in general, the simple things of life. They didn't care about going out and smelling the fresh flowers. They didn't care about a relationship, a long-term relationship with a man and woman. No. They didn't care about sitting on the lake and feeling the breath. No. They didn't care about spending time alone with Jesus. No. Their whole focus of life was, how are they going to rip people off? How are they going to make a profit? What they wanted to do, they was going to make the ephah small and the shekel large. The ephah small and the shekel large. Now an ephah is a unity of measure equal to about a bushel, which contains 3 seahs and above 3 pecks. So an ephah was a unit of measure. So this was a chronic corruption and cheating in the business world, and God saw it and was angry. When they sold wheat, it wasn't even fresh wheat. Sometimes it was bad wheat. They used a small measure. And when they bought or gave change, they used a large measure for the shekel. So they are always altering the weight and the measures of wheat and the shekel. So they are always, it was either more shekels, less wheat, or vice versa. It seems like to me there's a lot of cheating today in the business world. Wouldn't you agree with me today? There's a lot of cheating today in the business world. Don't you feel like you're being cheated? Don't you feel like you're being cheated? I feel like I'm being ripped off. Let's be honest. There are many big banks and many big businesses out there that have found a loophole in the system to cheat the American people. Let me remind you that the devil wants to rip you off. He wants to cheat you. Cheating and dishonesty in business is not a small sin, nor is it a sin. It is so greedy. It's so greedy, and they are unjust gain that they cannot spare a single day, however sacred, from pursuing it. Cheating in business is not only a small sin, but it is a sin. It is a great sin. It's greed. It's so greedy that they are unjust for unjust gain, that they cannot spare a single day, however sacred, from pursuing it. Try to understand me. They couldn't even spare one day to spend with God to pursue greed. These kind of people are strangers to God, and they're also enemies to themselves, who love market days better than the Sabbath day. I don't know about you today, but a lot of you are in church today, and you're sitting there going through the ceremonies of church. You're sitting there hearing, but deep down your heart wants to make money. Deep down your heart wants to make more money. They have lost piety. And they no longer are honest. The new moon, which represented in Numbers 10:10, and the Sabbaths were kept without working or trading. See this in Nehemiah 10:31. So what was happening here? They didn't care about the sacred days. They are greedy people. They wanted to rip people off. They wanted not only to oppress, but to double oppress. It was double oppression in Amos 8:5. When they set forth wheat, literally, they open out stores of wheat for sale. And of course, ephah represented the unity of measure equal to about a bushel, containing 3 seahs and above 3 pecks. And so what did they do? They made it smaller, making it below the just weight to the purchaser. And so they made the amount small, but they made the shekel great. So they're taking from the purchasers a great weight of money than was due. So the shekels used to be weighed out in payments in Genesis 23:16. Thus they committed a double fraud against the law. Deuteronomy 25:13 and 14. This excused of necessity. God sees it, and he takes account of it. Now, come on, somebody. You ain't really following me today, but what I'm trying to say, even back in the Bible, they would make the wheat small, and sometimes it wasn't even good wheat. It was bad wheat. And then they would make it where you cost more. It would cost more for a small amount. I don't know about you today, but sometimes when you go into the grocery stores, you can see inflation rising because you're getting a smaller amount for more of the price. The truth of the matter is today, I feel like I'm getting ripped off. What about you? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off today in America? Do you feel like you're being ripped off everywhere you turn, everywhere you look? Come on, somebody. I feel like I'm being ripped off. I feel like the devil's trying to rip me off. Oh, you ain't listening to me today because you look so good. You look so pretty. But the truth of the matter is, if you're honest with yourself today, you are being ripped off. I mean, I'm being ripped off at different churches. They don't even preach about Jesus anymore. They don't love Jesus anymore. They love the masses. They love the group of people. Come on, somebody. So, in verse 5 of Amos chapter 8, you know, you could wish that there were nothing to interrupt your marketing that looks on solemn times of worship as burdensome. So was the first day of every month and the weekly Sabbath. So the ephah being too little, the poor buyer had not his due. The shekel was great. They weighed the money which they received and had no more justice than to make their shekel weight greater than the standard. So the poor was twice oppressed, had less than was their right, and paid more than they ought to pay. Are you paying more than you ought to pay on certain products today in America? Absolutely. We're paying more on gas than we ought to pay. We're paying more on groceries than we ought to pay. We're paying more than we ought to pay, America. This is nothing new. This is nothing new. For education, we are paying more than we ought to pay. We are being ripped off. We are being oppressed. This is nothing new. The same thing happened in the Bible. The same kind of mentality, the greedy gain, the gain for more and more and more. It's the same thing that happened in the Bible in Amos chapter 8, verse 5. This was kept as a kind of a holy day, not by divine command, but by custom. The Sabbath was strictly holy, and yet so covetous were they that they grudged to give to God and their own souls the seventh portion of time, but had the execrable as they were, they neither set forth their corn nor their wheat, nor any other kind of merchandise on the Sabbath. They were saints then, when compared to multitudes called Christians, who keep their shops either partially or entirely open on the Lord's day, and buy and sell without any scruples of conscience. At last, they have none. It is seared as with a hot iron. The strong man armed in them is quite, for all the goods are in peace. These men had no conscience. They didn't care about anything spiritual. They didn't care about anything good. So what was this weight, this measure? Well, they were giving short measure. And they were taking full price for something that was small. Or they're buying with a heavy weight and selling with one that was light. So either way, they were falsifying the balances of the scale. I don't know about you today, but a lot of big organizations are falsifying these balances. A lot of organizations, a lot of churches, a lot of universities, they even come in the name of the Lord, but they're falsifying balances. You know, the Bible says, in 1 Timothy 6:5, don't you feel like you're being robbed by the church? I do. 1 Timothy 6:5 says, in constant friction between men and of corrupt minds. There's constant friction of men of corrupt minds who have been robbed of the truth and who think that godliness is a means of financial gain. Come on, somebody. They think that godliness is a means of financial gain. You've been robbed. You've been robbed at the church. Because there's men in the church that think that godliness means financial gain. And that is strictly not the Bible. And we see that they falsified the balances in the Bible. They're doing it today. You ain't listening to me, are you? You don't care. So what were they doing? Well, they were having one scale light and the other weighty. One end of the beam long and the other short. A few months ago, I detected a knave with such balances. With a slip of his finger along the beam, he altered the sentry. He altered the center. He sort of moved the balance over, which made 3 ounces short weight in every pound. He did it so dexterously that though I knew he was cheating, or, as a prophet expressed it, was falsifying the balances by deceit. It was some time before I could detect the fraud, and not till I have been several times cheated by this accomplished knave. So we find that though the knave of ancient Israel are dead, they have left their successors behind them. You know, we live in a world that everywhere we look, we're being ripped off. We're being ripped off everywhere we look. We're being ripped off with taxes. We're being ripped off on prices. There are this kind of people today. This is no different in the Bible. 1 Corinthians 6:8, instead you yourself cheat and do wrong, and you do this to your brothers. You do this to your brothers. You know, you just got a certain people that are cheating their way through life. They're cheating their way through life. They're cheating their way through business. And they have oppressed more people for gain. The Hebrew word for cheat in the Bible means to be bent, be crooked, to bend, to make crooked, to be a pervert, to make crooked, to falsify, to pervert or subvert, to bend. How many businesses today are bending the truth, are crooked, are perverting the good ways, the honest, ethical, moral ways of human life? There's a way to do business ethically with honest weights and measures. Are we using honest weights and measures in this society today? I would have to say not. We're getting ripped off. I'm getting ripped off. I'm getting ripped off everywhere I turn, and I'm sick of it. And I believe that God is angry with those that have been ripping the American people off. I believe God is angry at those who have those universities of ripping people off. We are ripping others off. The Americans are ripping other Americans off. We're being ripped off by China. We're being ripped off by other nations. We are being ripped off by our own government. We are being ripped off by every time I feel. But these kind of people, the Bible says, they're still left here today. They don't care about anything spiritually. Genesis 31:7, yet your father has cheated me by changing my wages 10 times. However, God has not allowed him to harm me. Luke 19:8. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay them 4 times the amount." My question to you today is, have you cheated anybody? Have you not been honest? Have you not paid them what they should have been paid? Have you cheated? Have you held back for yourself? Just like Ananias and Sapphira, they held back. And they turned to a pillar of salt. Have you cheated somebody today? Are you a cheater? Are you ripping people off? What is it that we have come to the point in our spiritual life, go back to 1 Timothy 6:5, and constant friction between men of corrupt minds, these guys, men are corrupt, who have been robbed of the truth and who think that godliness is a means of financial gain. How come we in America think that godliness is a means of financial gain? Where and when have your minds been perverted, corrupted, that you would think that God has, that a form of godliness had something to do with financial gain? But the truth of the matter is, we're being ripped off. We're not hearing about Jesus in the church anymore. We're being ripped off. We're outsourcing jobs overseas. We're being ripped off. We buy things at the dollar store, but it's cheap, and we're being ripped off. Everywhere we turn, we're being robbed. We're being ripped off. I am sick and tired of being ripped off. Are you getting sick and tired of being ripped off? You know, God wants to bless us, but other folks wants to rip you off. And the devil's in the process of wanting to rip you off. He can rob you of many things. Sometimes he wants to rob you of a marriage, of a good job. He wants to rob you. But let's pray. Mark 9:17 says, a man in the crowd answered, "Teacher, I bought you my son who is possessed by the spirit that has robbed him of speech." The evil spirit wants to rob you of life. He wants to rob you. But Jesus wants to give you life and give you more in fullness. He wants to make you live a wealthy, healthy, and very good life. But not to rob others, not to cheat others, not to take, not to steal. I hope today that you'd be like me and say, I am sick and tired of being ripped off. And I hope that you're sick and tired of being ripped off. And we need to stand and pray. We need to pray for this nation. We need to pray for people that they would have a sense of morale once again. I don't understand it, why people's positions have really given them such a big head. You get in a position and you get such a big head. You rob people, you cheat, and you steal. The morale of this country is down. Have a little sense of honor. Have a little sense of honor. Stop robbing, stop cheating, and stop stealing. Let's go back. Let's go back to the correct weight and measures. Let's go back to the right weight and measures. And let's have a balance, an ethical balance. And let's honor our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's honor our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Go gather, can you never fail?